Summer's almost over, but at Old Navy, the styles are as hot as ever. Get to Old Navy now for 30% off all jeans, 40% off all dresses, and 50% off all tees. That's right, get 30, 40, and 50% off all your favorite styles for the whole family, plus up to 75% off clearance. Hurry in fast. These deals won't last. The sale ends soon at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid in-store 8/22 to 8/28 and online 8/22 to 8/24. Excludes in-store clearance, bubbles, active, licensed, and men's package tees.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. This is Hour 2. And we give special thanks to our friend and cohort, Daryl Wayne, for putting up with our traveling here to Washington, D.C. as we visit family and friends. And we are sitting here at the Organic and Natural Health Association office, and we thank Karen Howard for letting us do that a lot. It's a big help to us. We're going to go to Valley Village. When I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, Valley Village was called North Hollywood. It now goes by Valley Village or even NoHo. And we're going to spend some time with Danny Miller, or Daniel Miller, the best-selling author of Losing Control, Finding Serenity, and we talked to him about 6-7 months ago about that. We're going to talk about his new book, The Gifts of Acceptance. Danny, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be back.
And I promise we will get together and find some place to meet and eat something healthy, okay?
That sounds great. I would enjoy that.
I would as well. Yeah, we have a lot of problems today with people saying, oh, you voted for Trump. You voted for Hillary. You're gay. You're straight. You're black. You're white. You're tall. You're short. You're green. How do we accept people even when we don't agree with what they stand for?
That's really the key question, and it comes up all the time, as you know. I think there are some places that we can start, and I like to look at as acceptance as at least being a conversation starter, and hopefully even a peacemaker. But it starts with, I think, appreciating that maybe people aren't always out to harm us or to get us, that sometimes people act in their own self-interest that they believe to be true. And if we could sort of put ourselves maybe in that mindset, then we're not going to necessarily be so combative. But the key is to try to find a way to have what I call a civil discourse, a civil conversation, when you are willing to listen at least to what others say, and not start throwing out all the antagonistic and mean invectives. And I think the other thing, Mark, is to deal with our fear. I think a lot of what's causing us not to be able to accept or to listen is our fear. You know, and the acronym for fear I like to use is future events already ruined. So we're speculating that something bad or ominous is going to happen if we can try to be a little bit more open-minded. Now, that being said, it's a difficult challenge. You know, it takes two to tango in a way, you know, so you're not always going to get that person that's going to be as willing as you, but it's a starting place, you know, it's a starting place.
Right, but at the same time, you know, our country has become very divisive. We're, if you're a Trump supporter or a Democratic supporter, people and families don't speak anymore because of this one issue. That's bothersome to me.
Well, even husbands and wives sometimes don't. So, you know, when you're in that situation, you know, sometimes it's best to detach from it, not to engage it. But you're stating the problem, and the answer is difficult to find, but I guess where I like to go is, like, when we can practice acceptance in our close relationships, you know, with maybe we have Mother's Day coming up, and some of us have problematic mothers or, you know, mothers that know how to push the buttons. if we can practice accepting them as they are, or accepting our children that are creating havoc for us, or accepting our foes, and some of the things that I talk and write about, I think could apply to the political arena. And one is, I think we need to have more humility. I know myself, one of my biggest challenges over the years is not to be judgmental. I tend to be judgmental, or too judgmental. I've gotten better. But when we're judging others, we're assuming that we have this omniscience, that we know better than others. And what that does, it puts them on the spot. It pushes them away. And so if we can be less judgmental and realize that, you know, what works for us doesn't necessarily work for the other person. And even
but at the same time, if we're, I think we're all, I'll use the word hardwired. We use that word in our in talking to Robert Clancy in our last segment. We're hardwired to be judgmental, aren't we?
Well, I think we are, because we're brought up, I think, as children, we're listening to our parents, you know, what they say, and most of us, I think, tend to adopt their views, including political views. So there are these things ingrained in us. We're hardwired for control also, right? Because control is all around us. We are being controlled as children growing up. So I agree. But that doesn't mean that we can't start what I use the word practicing acceptance, practicing it. It's like muscle memory. You know, like I play a lot of tennis, and I've always struggled with my forehand. Well, it has this muscle memory, and the only way I could get out of that is practice and practice and being willing. And if
I think in muscle memory, it's 21 days of practice, and then you can overcome it. But how do you overcome?
I'm sorry?
You heard that too?
No, I have, is that you can change your habits that way. So maybe mentally we can do that too. But it's making the effort, and like I like to say, you know, we can't get perfection, but if we can start to make progress or partial success in accepting others, and again, in the political arena, it's extremely difficult. But again, if we can look at it maybe that people aren't necessarily trying to harm us, we can maybe start to see their side of the equation, and then maybe discussion and compromise can result.
2 weeks ago or so, about, there was a catastrophe, a killing in San Diego County at a Chabad unit, where a young man walked in and tried to kill people.
He killed
a woman. I mean, this is taking that anti-acceptance, if you will, to further. How do we stop people from hating each other just because of what they believe?
I wish I could really give you a good answer to that, but it's these people have been indoctrinated, as you know. There's an ignorance. Potentially, it's the mental health issues, the mental capacities. I'm not sure in today's world that we can stop it, and maybe we have to just try our best to diminish it, to protect ourselves, to take care of ourselves. But again, when we get into name calling and invectives and being mean spirited, we drive people away rather than trying to maybe, you know, educate them if we can. But, you know, I don't have the answer to those things. You know, I don't know if anybody does, and I'm not going to say I do. But
well, the tagline of your book, Embracing People and Things as They Are, why is that so difficult for, you know, many people? I mean, Muslims are out to get Jews. Jews say Muslims. There's this fight there. People say, "Oh, I don't want to associate with white people or brown people or black people." It's aggravating to me, and having a gift of acceptance where people understand and learn about each other is something that I think is a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, and we got to try to do it. And it comes back to what I said earlier. It's overcoming the fears. For some reason, this fear of what might be, what might happen if I'm willing to at least to listen, you know, and hear the person out. It's that, and, you know, most fears are, I say they're illusory. You know, they're most of the time, they're really not real. Whatever we fear most often doesn't really happen when we look back on it. So much of this inability or difficulty, particularly in the areas you're talking about, of accepting others, I think is fear-based. You know, if I listen to another's religious beliefs or talk to someone that's a different color or whatever, you know, what is the fear behind that, really? You know, and I think we got to really look at that. Are we going to really be harmed? Or maybe we can work toward a closer connection or a bond. And that's one of the gifts that I write about in The Gift of Acceptance is the gift of connection. You know, when we can listen without judging, and that's the whole thing, is this judgment is really harmful, is it'll trust opens up. You know, it allows people to be more trusting, and with being more trusting, there can be a closer connection. And I think that's the key. And I know, and I've read stories of this, what you're saying, Muslim and Jew at different meetings where there were, where instead of all the conflicts, there was an opening up of discussion. And
that's how I think it should be. We're going to take some time out. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We're talking with Danny Miller, the author of The Gifts of Acceptance, Embracing People and Things as They Are. I'll let Danny think about this. I think we should have a worldwide potluck where people of different persuasions and thoughts get together. Everybody has to bring a dish, and we eat together. And see how that works. All right, we're going to take some time out. I'm Mark Allen. Welcome back to Late Night Health in just a couple moments.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Opening your heart is the only way to allow all the light in. Unconditional love does exist, but it takes trust, something not a lot of people are willing to give. But how can you expect it if you don't provide it too? All hearts are refillable, rechargeable, and renewable. So why worry about being burned? By giving, you have everything to gain. Think of how beautiful your life would be if someone loved you without barriers, gave all of their heart to you without conditions, and wrapped their soul around you like it was your last day on earth. Today, you can be that person for someone else.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the premium Carbon 60, developed by an aerospace and NASA scientist. 95% of Gresca's customers report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Imagine more energy, better health, and more vitality. It's very bioavailable to quickly mend toxin crippled cells. This is a super powerful antioxidant. Bob Gresca is so confident that you'll love his Carbon 60, he wants to send you a bottle at 50% off the regular price to see how life-changing this will be for you. Call 720-600-6040. That's 720-600-6040. Visit C-60.com to learn more. Call 720-600-6040 now or visit C-60.com.
They call you the Grill Master. You've seared the thickest porterhouse in the butcher shop. And as you lift that first forkful to your mouth, you savor the moment. To get amazing offers during the Mercedes-Benz summer event, like the 2019 C-Class sedan and GLC SUV, the perfect recipes of driving performance. Plus, you can enjoy 6 months of Sirius XM All Access included. the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. Now serving limited time offers on a select lineup of vehicles. Offers end September 3rd. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. They call you the Grill Master. You've seared the thickest porterhouse in the butcher shop. And as you lift that first forkful to your mouth, you savor the moment. To get amazing offers during the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event, like the 2019 C-Class Sedan and GLC SUV, the perfect recipes of driving performance. Plus, you can enjoy 6 months of SiriusXM All Access included. The Mercedes-Benz Summer Event, now serving limited time offers on a select lineup of vehicles. Offers end September 3rd. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.